All right, so this is the 27 questions by Hiri Eam, aka Thrillopino, from the recording subreddits. And I am here with Widow.
Yeah.
I'm answering his questions while I heckle there.
Yeah.
Wait, are what?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Zombie apocalypses are common scenarios.
Yeah.
How would you survive a dinosaur apocalypse?
This is a problem. Like, there's only so many dinosaurs you actually have to worry about because, I feel like at least half of them are just vegetarian. Or, like, what do you call them?
Herbivores?
Shut up. So, like, most of them would be herbivores. So I only have to worry about the carnivorous or the omnivore ones. And then, I don't know, hide and hope that they eat everyone else.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. Preservation over murder. I just want to live.
Speaking of living, name a particular food you can't live without.
That was actually really good, by the way. I'm, like, really impressed with that. Ice cream.
Amen. Amen to that. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? It's not an actual question, but I'm curious.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
There you go.
Wait, unless it's Ben and Jerry's. If it's Ben and Jerry's, better give me that goddamn fish food, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just saying. That is the one food that, like, if you, like, put, like, a little tiny engagement ring, like, in the top of that and gave that to me, it'd just be like, yes. Fuck yes. Yes.
Oh, dear. Alright. You are given 20 grand and told that you have to spend it in an hour or lose it. What are you going to buy?
A house.
You can buy a house for 20 grand?
Probably. Or, like, get an apartment or something.
That's
and, like, pay
idea.
Every pay, like, a good amount of rent on it. Like, pay, like, a year's worth of rent on an apartment and just have it. For like a year.
That's clever.
I know, right?
I just like throw all my money away and you're like thinking about your future. God damn you.
Darn it. She plans out shit. What am I gonna do?
If an audio poster sounds like someone famous, do you point it out to them?
Probably. Because I'd be like, hey, guess what? You sound like this person. And that's pretty cool, to me at least. I don't know. Something like that. It would sound something like that.
I understand.
Yeah.
Your car is destroyed, but you're given the giant version of any living animal to use as transport.
I don't have a car.
I don't even
have a car and it's already destroyed? God damn it. Wolf.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that answer.
I know.
Because I'm fabulous. Wait, what?
You're stuck on an island with three celebrities. Who do you pick?
God damn it. I didn't think about this. Shit. Demi Lovato.
Mm.
And ooh, Jack Black.
Oh God.
Shut up. And fuck. Ooh, whoever the fuck it is. Okay, I feel really stupid right now. But whoever the fuck it is that plays Hook on Once Upon a Time. God, I need that. I need that near me.
I almost said Christopher Walken, but that's the Broadway version. I have no idea, honestly. But I know who you're talking about to an extent. Good choice.
Yay!
What's your favorite movie and what's your connection to it?
Actually, it's an older one. It's called The Ultimate Gift. And it's basically the story about this guy and, like, he dies. I think it's the main character's grandpa, And he dies, and he's like, okay, if you go through all of these things and, like, do all these steps, I have this, like, ultimate gift for you, like, when you're done with everything. And the kid starts off as a complete and total asshole, and you basically just watch him change throughout the whole entire movie, and then there's, like, this huge, and you're like, oh my god! And, yeah, he falls in love, obviously, because that's every single movie ever. But it's really good, and it's not just, like, a, oh, look, love, and, like, it's real, and there's actually, like, a real struggle in it, and, like, the love in there is actually, like, I feel like it's actually, like, authentic. Like, if I told my kids, hey, model your love after that, like, or, like, if I gave my kids, like, 5 movies and said, like, model your love after this, like, that would be one of those movies.
Absolutely beautiful.
Oh.
Before I get all sappy, I'm going to move on. If you had to listen to one style of music for the rest of your life, what is it?
I want to say pop or alternative, and I'm probably gonna go with pop, only because, like, I feel like a lot of pop songs, like, yes, they're all, like, upbeat kind of and bubblegummy, but there's different kinds. Like, there's pop songs about love, there's pop songs about summer, there's pop songs about, like, all different kinds of things.
That is true.
And there's, like, pop songs that get mixed with things, like, are, like, hip-hop, pop, and whatever, but they still are under pop, so I feel like I can loophole my way around with pop.
That's clever.
Yeah.
See how clever you are when your home is about to get sucked into another dimension.
No.
I saved 3 things.
Shit.
And unfortunately, your family's already made it out.
Yay. Oh, fuck. Shit. My phone. Oh, wait, no, actually, wait, I can always get a new phone, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can always get a new, better phone, and, like, what kind of, like, think about it. How is a company not going to give you a new phone if you're like, yeah, my house got sucked into another dimension, I need a new phone? Like, come on.
They would call you insane, probably.
Well, whatever, like, I'm assuming this is in an alternate universe in which this is a normal thing, okay?
Well, your house is in an alternate universe, definitely.
Smartass. I'm going with, okay, fine, my phone, if we're going with this universe, because no one would ever understand, because I can always get a new charger. My phone, and I don't know. Oh, the movie The Ultimate Gift. I'd probably bring that with me, actually, because I love that movie. And maybe I have a stuffed, like, penguin, and it's one of those, like, if anyone out there knows the beanbag, Beanie Baby made, like, a sub thing, and they're, like, Beanie Babies with, like, huge freaking eyes. And my friend got me a penguin of those, and it has huge eyes, and it's adorable, and it's, like, the littler one, and it's, like, she, basically what happens was she got me that, and she got our other friend, like, Bubbles, and the bubbles fell into the penguin, so now my penguin's name is Bubbles, and that's, like, yeah, so I take Bubbles with me, so Bubbles in my phone, and for sure, like, those are definite, and then the third one's just for up for grabs, because I have no freaking clue. Yeah.
If you could wake up and suddenly be able to be an expert level in any skill, what would it be? I'd say most people are born with that skill.
I don't know. Maybe, like, ooh, dancing. There we go. I want to dance.
Yes.
Next question.
Greenland or Iceland?
Iceland, because it's green.
Funny how that works.
I know, right? It's like, Iceland is green and Greenland's ice. Wait, what? Did they plan this shit? They're like, hey, guys. So here's how the weather works, right? Yeah. Let's fuck everyone up and switch names. Oh my god, this is genius. Let's do it. That's how the conversation went.
That doesn't make any sense. Who has the captain's hat? Who gets to name the land we land on?
Oh my god.
A giant monster attacks the city you live in. You hide amongst the rubble or join the resistance force.
Joining the resistance.
I'll say nice things about you at your funeral.
Hey, okay. See, but monsters can die. True. Every monster has its weakness. Medusa, the Minotaur, every freaking monster has a weakness.
Because they killed Godzilla. He only came back 20 or 30 times, right?
Yeah, but he died.
But he came back.
But he died.
Vanilla cake or chocolate pie?
You're like, I'm not going to win this. Chocolate?
That sounded very unsure. Are you okay with that answer?
I don't know. I just want, what if I wanted chocolate cake? Or vanilla pie? Or what if I even want pie?
It doesn't work that way.
What if I want a Hershey's chocolate pie because I like the Hershey's pies? I want Hershey's pie. Fuck it, yes. Hershey's pie. Locking that shit in right now.
You happen across the star from Mario Bros. And you're invincible for 24 hours. What do you do with your day?
See, the first thought is, beat some motherfuckers up. Because there's some people that's done some shit, and I'm like, you need to pay for this shit that you've done. But then I'm like, but wait. Only for 20... Shut... No, yes. That you've done.
Done.
But then it's like, but wait a minute. It's only for 24 hours, and then I'm not invincible anymore, and they can kill me, or beat me up, or come after me. So...
Well, if you're invincible, then you can go, steal a helicopter or something and then fly away.
But then I'll have some, country's government after me forever.
You could hypothetically be invincible and then, win a bunch of fights and then nobody will ever question you.
But it's only for 24 hours. I'm soft. I'm a fluffy, fluffy, soft person. It's like you poke me and I giggle. There's no winning a fight after that 24 hours. I'm just done. Boop. None of that. Wait a minute. Words. Shit. I don't know. I feel like I'm gonna steal your answer and go cliff diving or something because I don't do that. Because, I don't do things that are scary because I'm like, I could die. So I'd go do something scary because I can't die.
I see.
Yeah.
If you could live an 80s movie for a day, which one would you choose?
I don't know because I don't watch 80s movies. Yeah. I want to say Twilight, but I know Twilight, the Twilight Zone is from the 60s.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work. I'm 20 years too early. I'm just screwed.
I don't think anything comparable. I think The Cube was in the 80s, but that was a horror movie, Saw. It's like The Twilight Zone, but I don't think you want to get in that.
I can't do it, because, I only know, things from, the 60s, and then fast forward to, the 90s, and now, and that's, it.
That's a shame.
I know, right? I'm sad. I'm just sad. Go to the next question before I get sad.
Someone spies you from across the bar and sends over a drink in hopes of getting you to go home with them. What's the drink?
Oh, God. See, I have to look this up because, holy shit. Hold on. It's a shot. There's a shot that I love that's, liquid candy, and I have to do, a couple of those. But it's so worth it. Hold on. I'm not even going to say it before I look up what's in it. Because if I say this and then I don't know, you're going to fuck everything up. Okay. So it's basically a quarter ounce of Bailey's Irish cream, half an ounce of amaretto almond liquor, liqueur, and then you put it in a shot glass and you top it with whipped cream. And the name of it is a blowjob. And that's one of my favorite shots in the world. But you can't say that and be like, I want a blowjob.
Takes you home, huh?
What?
Just takes a blowjob to get you home.
Yeah, basically, it takes a blowjob to get me home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give me a good blowjob. I'll go home with you. My God.
Birds of a feather, huh?
What?
Birds of a feather flock together.
I give amazing blowjobs. Cough, cough. Oh my God, next question.
Which would you rather wield? A live cobra whip or a live shark club?
Whip.
Thought so.
What do you mean, thought so?
I think that having a giant shark club is kind of inconvenient.
See, like that's what I was thinking when I like when I did yours. I was like, well, actually, even like when I like I was just like, this is really inconvenient because this is a huge like I am a tiny person unless I get like a tiny shark, and then that's no good because it's a tiny shark, and tiny sharks aren't no, just no. So I was just like, plus with a cobra whip, like if I'm cobras are the ones that like wrap around you and like strangle the shit out of you, right?
As ballast.
Shit. Okay, but
Cobra's
still.
light.
Okay. But then, like, I fling it at you, and then it bites you, and I fling it at you, and it bites you, and, like, you're dying, so it's, like, double the pain, because not only are you, like, getting hit by something, but that thing that you're, like, that's hitting you is injecting poison into you, and you're just, it's just painful, and you die. You die, and I laugh.
All right then. Giant robot or giant monster?
Robot, because it can be turned off.
Unlike me. You're given control over water or fire. Which do you choose and why?
Oh, see, okay. Fire has like its weakness is quite obviously water because or air because if you cut off air, fire goes out. And then like if you go for water, it's like you put enough fire in there and it just all evaporates, blah. But I like fire more. 'Cause I like seeing things burn. I like burning. I like burning things.
Amen. Something has happened.
Oh no.
The world is in a state of eternal day or eternal night. Which do you prefer and why?
Eternal night, because I can turn lights on, but like I feel like it's really hard to make things go dark and like if the sun is always up, everything's gonna be hot all the time. Like it's gonna be non-stop hot. Like think about it. Like if you like in the heat of the day, like when it gets really freaking hot, like that it's that all the time. Like there's no like, oh, when it's nighttime it cools down. Like no, it's just non-stop hot and like you can't get away from it and it's just like no, just I want to be able to turn lights on if I need them and like be able to just like turn heaters on if I need them, but other than that, just no, just darkness, just non-stop darkness.
You should look up the Are You Afraid of the Dark YouTube challenges and then tell me your opinion.
Oh no, see, like, I'm not afraid of the dark itself, I'm afraid of what's in the dark. Like, I was never like, people are
Exactly.
like, oh, are you afraid of the dark? I'm like, no, I'm not afraid of the dark. Like, the dark can't do anything to me. Like, darkness doesn't do anything. It's what happens to people in the dark, slash, what hides in the dark that's scary as shit.
Exactly. So imagine a world where it's all Slenderman, all Melton Faces girls that are just running around.
Stop it. No. Next question.
It's in a loop and have to
Stop.
live one day of your life over and over. Were you kidnapped by Slenderman that day?
It.
What happened that day?
You bully. I don't know. I honestly, like, this sounds really sad, but I don't actually, like, have a day. that I can, like, look back and go, yep, I want to repeat that. Like, I feel like everyone has a day where they're like, I want to repeat that day, and I'm just like, eh. Like, I think the closest thing to that day would be, there was this day, I was in Switzerland, and there was this camp, yes, Christian camp, yes, boys and girls, I'm a Bible girl, not a Bible thumper, but, and, like, while we were there, we were sitting in there, and, like, my favorite verse is Matthew 6:26-27, and basically the gist of it is, like, if God doesn't let the, like, birds starve, then why would he let you starve? Yes, I know the counter-argument to that is people are starving everywhere, but it's basically the idea of, if God takes care of the animals, why wouldn't he take care of people? And so, like, and I was, like, pretty much, like, practically, like, fuck God at this point of my life. And, those were my verses, and then it was, I was just sitting there, and this bird goes, and he just, boom, smack, right, like, lands on the person right next to me, and I, like, looked, and I was like, holy shit, and then, like, the bird just stayed there, and it was so close, I could have reached out and touched it, and then it, like, flew off, and then I turned to the other girl, like, on the other side of me, told her this, she's like, whoa, that's amazing, and then she, like, looks at the, like, board on the front, and she's like, whoa, look at that, and that verse was there, and I was just like, yep, sold, okay, I'm done, okay.
Definitely trippy.
Huh?
That's definitely trippy.
I know, right? It's just like, there, like, people are like, there's no God. I'm like, okay, fine, don't believe in the Christian God or the, like, Islamic God, fine, but there's something out there, because that was too trippy for, that. No, just no, there's something. At least to me, like, that is my humble opinion. Next, before I stomp on toes.
So, Christians do love discussing, what is the one material thing you own you could not live without?
Wait, what? Are you saying that Christians are supposed to be materialistic?
They're not. I mean, that's the thing.
Okay, yes. Biblically speaking, the disciples themselves were extremely, like, God, like, well, Jesus was very much, like, leave everything and come follow after me. So, like, yeah, I can understand that. The one thing I couldn't live without? My phone, probably. Or bubbles. Bubbles! I'll take bubbles. I can use other things. I need bubbles.
What is the last video game you remember playing?
Oh, shit. I don't remember the name of it. Like, it creeped me out, and then it pissed me off, because, like, there was this huge thing, and I had to, like, hit it in the eye with, like, a gun, and it was aggravating me. So instead of answering this, because I can't remember, I'll just, say the, like, video game I play the most, which is Fable 2. I've beat that game so many different ways. It's ridiculous. I love Fable 2, specifically 2. Yeah.
I've never played Fable.
Ah, that is changing. We're gonna fix that.
I'm not watching Doctor Who either. You're so hungry. Right now you're hungry.
If you could, I kinda am hungry right now.
If you could get anything right now, no matter what it is, where it is, what you want.
I'm hungry, actually. Damn it. Thanks a lot, babe.
Sorry. Not actually sorry.
You're not sorry.
Nope. Food.
I'm gonna eat you.
Option. You're not an option for me, I'm an option for you.
I will eat. I think I'm actually craving calamari right now. Yeah. Calamari and potato soup.
Baked, it's not fried.
I fucking love you.
Who is your favorite Disney villain? Why weren't you thinking of these when you asked me?
Some of them I did, and then I was like, yes, I got this, which is why, like, some of those ones that you're like, oh, that's really clever, I'm like, yes, I know, because I thought about this, like, I thought this shit out, and then other ones I was, like, thinking about, I'm like, okay, I should think about this, because he's gonna ask me, and I want to sound smart, and then you ask me, I'm like, shit, I forgot. Because, like, okay. Oh, wait. I remembered what I said for this one. Okay. This is so corny. But I was like, ooh, I like Hans. And, like, here's why. No. Shit. Shut up. So this is why. This is why I like Hans. Okay? So, like, every other Disney villain, you're like, they're bad. They're evil. They're bad. Fuck you. You're gonna fuck shit up. You're gonna make someone upset and fuck you. And Hans, you're just like, oh, he's the best. And he's so charming and sweet. And they're gonna get married and have little sexy ginger babies that are royalty and all. And then he's just like, oh, bam, if only someone loved you. And you're just like, ah! And your heart falls out. Because you're just like, whoa, he doesn't love her. He's gonna let her die. And he's gonna take her kingdom and kill her sister. Holy shit.
He's like Mother Gothel. He's not evil. He's manipulative evil.
No, because Mother Gothel wasn't gonna kill Rapunzel. And like, the only reason she even wanted to kill Eugene was because she was all, shit, he's gonna follow us. And then she's like, no. Like, he won't, I promise. And then she's like, oh, let me just strap you here and, like, handcuff you. And if you figure out your way out eventually, then that's cool. If not, then sucks to be you. But Hans was flat out like, yo, hey, yo, Elsa. Hey, yo, bitch. I'm gonna stab you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mother Gothel's epic. Because Mother knows best.
Speaking of creepy obsessions, if you could have an unusual pet, what would it and its name be?
Does it have to be a real animal?
I don't think so.
Yes! I'm claiming... I just made it bigger. I was gonna say a phoenix. I'm gonna say a phoenix still. Yeah.
What would you name it?
I just got really corny for a second. I'm not going to go that corny. I don't think the internet can handle that level of corny.
Oh, God.
I'll name her... Gwendolyn. Yeah.
Very classy.
Yeah.
You have the power to control fire, so that's very fitting.
Yeah. Oh, wow, I didn't even think about that. Holy shit, I am amazing.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Welcome home.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
That's all, folks.
Yep.
What? Looney Tunes, though.